Hello and welcome to the latest Maple Class podcast.
Hi, I'm DJ Crackers.
And I'm DJ Chip.
And we're here with DJ Cookie, DJ Cheese and DJ Choco.
Hi!
Today we have a persuasion special.
Yay!
But first, over to DJ Cookie.
Time for the news. Ha ha ha.
First up,
in Maple Class we have some upsetting news.
Our faithful hamster, Harry, sadly passed away on the first miserable Monday of February.
Harry was a good hamster who always ate his greens.
He lived to the ripe old age of 3.5 years old.
I only got to clean him out once. Anyway, now we are interviewing Mrs. D.
So Mrs. D, how do you feel about Harry the hamster passing?
Obviously, I'm very sad about Harry passing away, but he had a good life. I think we took care of him well.
Mrs. D, do you remember the day of the school fire? How did you feel when Mrs. Bennett carried Harry out the smoke?
The whole day was incredibly traumatic, and the worst part was when Misha Atkinson was in the line staring at the classroom, which was blazing with smoke, saying, "Mrs. D, where's Harry the hamster?" And unfortunately, Harry the hamster was inside the classroom in the blazing smoke. But luckily, at that moment, Mrs. Bennett came out holding Harry's cage aloft in her arms, and we gave out a rather large cheer.
Thank you for your time.
And to make it worse, Mrs. D is leaving.
She has horrifically shocked the whole school with her sad news of her departure.
How could she?
Finally, for some good news. District sports has ended with everyone's spirits flying high.
We did great.
Almost everyone who entered came either third, second, or even first.
What great results. Well done to those people.
Cool news.
Coming up next is Jack
reading his persuasive letter
involving the napkin crisis
to Mrs. Sparling, our head teacher.
Dear Mrs. Sparling, I feel that I absolutely have to discuss the regulations of the placement of serviettes. Outrageous! That is the only word I can use to express my feelings for napkins, for I have taken a survey on the school and my research on the study may or may not surprise you. 98% of people found that they were against on the subject of whether to have napkins. Yes, some people agree that they may be more hygienic. Nonetheless, many people believe that the school is contradicting its pursuit for the Green Flag Award by children taking out their lunches, which usually is contained in a plastic tub or sandwich bag, placing its contents on the cloth, then throwing the serviette away, whether or not it's dirty. I hope this letter has enlightened your view on the subject. I would be most surprised if anyone could not agree with me. Wouldn't you? Yours in anticipation, Jack.
Wow!
Cool!
Next up is our most persuasive phrase and the animal of the month.
Over to you, DJ Cookie, again.
Drum roll, please.
Today's animal of the month is...
The Komodo Dragon!
Woo!
The Komodo dragon's claws are incredibly deadly.
Did you know Komodo dragons can weigh over 68 kilograms?
Wow! Did you know the Komodo can kill someone with its poisonous saliva?
I wouldn't want to come face to face with one of those.
Today's most persuasive phrase is...
I feel strongly!
Here are a few examples.
We feel strongly that this is a good podcast.
We feel strongly that this is a good phrase to use.
Wicked animal.
Yeah.
I like that phrase.
It's cool.
Finally, we have our animal rights.
What we think animals should have.
We believe that all animals should have the right to
be treated with respect,
access to natural light,
only be given medicine if they need it,
room to at least turn around,
be given fresh fruit and water every day,
a lifespan of at least 1 year,
be able to perform their natural habits such as pecking, grazing, scratching, etc.
They should have a natural diet
and roam around outside every day.
I hope you enjoyed our Persuasion podcast.
Bye.
See ya.
Tune in next time.
You never know what will happen in marvellous Maple.
Now it's time for one of our fab sing-up songs.
Donkey riding, donkey riding, hey!